Welcome to the Hometown Foods, Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair Casey, Guthrie Center Superintendent Josh Rasmussen. All right, Josh, so this last Wednesday, the school boards for ACGC met in a joint session. What did they talk about in the joint session?
You know, our boards both met in joint session. We met at the Adair Casey Junior High and really discussed, first of all, special presentation. Our curriculum director, Carla Mahaffey, gave us an update. We received some ISAP scores for our district, and just a lot of growth was seen in the areas of our reading, our literacy, and our math scores. So we went through all the data from our buildings, and every building saw substantial growth. And I'm just really happy for our teachers who work with those students, and for the students in the classrooms, our administrators. I know they put a lot of work into their systems and into their curriculum and looking at data, and it's paid off this year. So just excited for them and where they're at with their proficiency scores with their ISAP tests.
All right. And you guys also looked at the 28 agreements for ACGC. What were some of those, and how were those updated or were agreed to anyway?
Yeah, we just wanted to review our agreements, just something we look at every year. And with our 28E agreements between both districts, we share our transportation director, which Mr. Todd Beatty serves as our transportation director here at AC and also at GC. Myself is a 50-50 split between both districts. We have a school business official, which will be new this year. That'll also be a 50-50 split. Ms. Sarah Sheeter, who's joining our team after Joni Reese and Teresa Elgin retired here this year and last year for Guthrie Center and AC, and they both will be missed. But Sarah will now become our shared business official. We've also added Lindsay Jotti, who will be our human resources. She will also work for both districts and also do some payroll for us. And Carla Mahaffey is our curriculum director for our district. So we just wanted to review those agreements and make sure everybody kind of knows what positions we do share with 2080 agreements. And of course, those operational sharing dollars that come along with that, we got the 21 students, which is the max, about $160,000, some sharing dollars for both districts.
All right. And then there were just a couple action items in the joint session, approving the superintendent's contract and approving the 23-24 student fees. Obviously, they most likely approved the superintendent's contract, but what were those student fees?
You know, we wanted to review our student fees from last year. For the most part, there's no changes. It comes to any type of book rental fee in all our buildings. Our lunch fees will stay the same, but the adult price did raise, and we're just following the government rate there of $484 will be the new price for adult meals in both districts. Our activity tickets, all those stayed the same, along with our high school, just our band cleaning uniforms, clean fee. So all the fees stayed the same with the exception of our adult meal price.
All right. And then after the joint session, the Guthrie Center School Board met as well. Moving to consent items, there were some resignations and some recommendations and letters of assignment. How did that go for all of those people that were either resigning or were taking on new duties?
Yeah, we followed up with some resignations and some recommendations or letter of assignment. So, you know, just looking at our extra duty contracts, some of those extra duties throughout the year, we went ahead and approved those contracts for some of our teachers, along with some coaches. So just one and also our driver's ed teacher. So a new art teacher, looking at Wright Lawton. He will serve as our new high school art teacher and also go to the junior high for the afternoons. And all our screen coaching recommendations from this last spring for next year were all accepted.
All right. And then in action items, there were milk and bread bids, the SU insurance, equipment breakdown insurance, and a couple other things. How did the discussion on those go?
Yeah, we went ahead and approved our milk and bread bids. So we do have AE, who's been serving our both districts. So they were approved by the board. So AE will be our milk supplier. We took a look at our technology throughout the district. We are adding some new touchscreen televisions to our elementary school. So we wanted to approve a few of those. So something our technology director is looking at. So we're going to install those. along with replacing some of the Apple TVs, which is just a control so the teacher can project their computer up to the TV screen, and also looking at a system for our doors, our entry door system, just upgrade some technology there. So the board approved those, and we'll go ahead and get started on that this summer.
All right, and the board also looked at awarding some project replacement bids. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, we did receive one bid, and it was substantially over the budget amount that we had planned on. Basically, the environment now for any type of construction in that HVAC world is inflated. So we received a high bid, and we went ahead and rejected that bid, and we're going to put out for a bid, probably change our timeline just to allow a little more time to complete the project. So that's something we're looking at, but we did not award a bid there to replace those three units at the high school.
All right. And is there anything we didn't cover you want to make sure we get out there?
So at the AC board meeting, we also had an action item where we're looking at the bleachers, replacing those bleachers at the junior high football field. We sent that out for bid earlier this year and just really didn't have a great response, and ended up with another just extremely high bid due to just the lack of construction companies out there being able to get it done in a pretty short timeline. So we went ahead, we're going to bid that project again now and extend that timeline out to next fall, hoping that we can, you know, get some good competition and get a good replacement bid for those bleachers.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh.
Hey, Marcus, have a good day.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.